Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Standing by for Stephen Jones here on your home at Dallas Cowboys football, hour number two of the G-Bag Nation. Zach Wolchuk, the Super Bowl-winning scout Brian Broaddus, Eric Chiafalo, the man who predicted the New England Patriots were going to be darn good this year in the AFC. We got Lucius Alexander keeping them Gators down, and boy, are they biting. They are biting today. Carter Freeman coordinating your video. Gavin Dawson gave us the bird, said, hey, I'm going to take the bird out to Colorado. Go ahead and coach some soccer, and we wish him the best of luck this weekend. That's going to be absolutely fun. Look, practice injury reports out for Cowboys-Eagles, and this thing is looking pretty good from a Cowboys perspective. Two questionables, Hakeem Adeniji, who's sick, and Jadeveon Clowney with a shoulder and a neck. Otherwise, nobody's got a status listed. You had full participants for Solomon Thomas. You gave us a little update on that, that they'll kind of check game time. We can follow up on Steven. Sure. But everybody else, Malik Hooker full, Fowler full. I'm excited about Perrion Winfrey. Do you have any thoughts on maybe the usage for Perrion Winfrey? Is he, you think he'll get into the mix here? Is this going to be a numbers game?
I think if Solomon Thomas plays, I don't think you're going to see Perrion Winfrey. No.
So he wouldn't be activated?
No, I don't think so.
877-881-1053. We did our Cowboys-Eagles predictions earlier. I went Cowboys, the other two going with the bird turds of filthy. I get it. I understand. We do have LSU formerly firing Brian Kelly in response to the lawsuit that's out, Brian. And I know you've probably been monitoring that as well.
Yeah.
When it comes to everything that's going on in Baton Rouge. And I did see Ed Orgeron. They'd be welcoming him back on the staff potentially. He's got a good relationship with Lane Kiffin if indeed Lane gets that job.
There you go.
Coach O could go back.
Were they together at USC?
That would make sense.
Yeah.
That would make sense if they've got themselves a little bit of a history there between Coach O and Lane. So we'll get Steven on here in just a moment here on the G-Bag Nation. But great news when it comes to that injury report for your Cowboys. George Pickens also has a Players Tribune out right now.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. We'll touch on that a little bit later. We got Krusty's Corner coming up at 3:40. We'll get Nick Harris on at 4:20. But the hip with Dak Prescott, I know Jerry was on earlier with KNC. He said not really something that we should be worried about. But we're working on it, and we'll chat with Steven here momentarily. But, fellas, I came across an astounding stat here with the Mavs. Cooper Flagg, he's already played more games in the Mavericks uniform than Anthony Davis has.
Mm. Are you kidding me?
Nope. And it does appear that teams are calling around, according to Shams, about one Kyrie Irving. But the Mavs have intentions to keep Kyrie. They like the leadership on and off the court. I think it's important to have Kyrie here for Cooper Flagg's development as well. But it is interesting that the teams, I wonder, like if you've got to stack both of them up, Kyrie, that you don't even know when he's going to be coming back this year. I guess that question, same question goes for Anthony Davis. But I wonder who's got the higher value right now. Like, would teams offer you more for Kyrie Irving than they would for Anthony Davis today? They might.
Yeah, they might. They absolutely might. That's a good question. Yeah, and it's 15 games played for Cooper Flagg. 15 games in a Mavericks uniform. Anthony Davis with just 14. games in a Mavericks uniform.
That is sad.
That is insane, dude.
Packers have listed Josh Jacobs as questionable for their game Sunday against the Vikings. I know we've got one eye on what's going on with Green Bay at all times because the Cowboys have that first round pick.
I mean,
from a personnel standpoint, if you've got another team's first round pick, and you had that with Buffalo, right?
Yes.
After the Steven Jackson deal, they passed on Steven Jackson, moved back. You took Julius JP Jones
Lawson
in the second round.
Yeah.
We talked about that yesterday. I think it was off the air. But then you ended up with the two first-round picks taken Ware and Marcus Spears. But the whole year, you got to be monitoring what the heck's Buffalo doing.
Oh, we thought that Buffalo's pick was going to be worse than ours. And it actually didn't work out that way. Buffalo was able to kind of do some things. You're excited, though. Fans kind of look at it more than the team does. You kind of, when you get to the point, you might be at the game and you're looking at like the out of town scoreboard and you're kind of seeing, okay, well, you know, the team that you're getting their pick, you're kind of like, okay, what do they do today? It's not till you get down to when the season's over.
Towards the end.
That you realize then you kind of have an idea of what guys are out there in the draft and you kind of have an idea maybe what your stacks might be by looking at your grades. And you're thinking, wow, we might actually have a shot at this guy. So, it's something that I think fan bases and guys like us that really work hard on the draft are kind of like, we're more into it than the teams are.
We're nerding out.
Yeah.
The Packers also did have Jaden Reed. Now, he's been designated to return from IR. That's big for them.
Yeah.
Jaden Reed is, without question, their number one wide receiver. So Josh Jacobs might not be good to go. And just because he's been designated to return from IR, I wonder if he's got to now practice before they're going to play him. I don't know if they just throw him in into the fire there against the Vikings. But some updates health-wise, and if you missed at the top of the show, we also mentioned Dan Campbell telling reporters today that tight end Sam Laporta had a back procedure. He's now unlikely to return this season. Cowboys playing the Lions a week from Thanksgiving Thursday.
He didn't want to see Revel.
Yeah.
He didn't
tight
want
end
to see
stopper.
Revel.
The hybrid killer.
The condor.
Yeah.
The pterodactyl.
Cam Jurgens officially listed as questionable.
Yeah, so that's 50-50 right there for the concussion. So we might that'd be something that we need to kind of keep an eye on because if he doesn't play, that means they're compromised at center.
Yeah, and he did practice today. So if you're practicing.
Well, I think he was limited yesterday, too. Was he limited again today? Or?
I think it said practiced again on Friday is what this article says. So maybe that means if he was limited yesterday, that does mean limited today.
Yeah. But if that's the case, then then questionable turns to 50-50 then, right?
But overall, I mean, outside of the Lane Johnson injury, they're also pretty healthy coming into this one. The only other players they've got listed, Miles Hinton, the offensive tackle with a back injury, and then Willie Lampkin, our guy that we liked out of North Carolina.
Yep, Willie Lampkin.
With that knee and ankle. So there's what's going on with the Eagles for you. And Jalen Carter has been asked about the Spitgate situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he didn't really want to comment on that too much. I wonder what the first interaction will be like between Dak and Jalen Carter on Sunday. Or do they just not speak?
I think Dak said something along the lines of he planned on saying something respectful.
Yeah, I'm sure Dak will. Dak will be the first one to get in there.
He's like, let me get on his good side early on here.
Either that or Dak will draw him off sides again and make him spit on him again.
I'd kind of love that.
Yeah, he says, Dak said, depends on what he says first, but probably something friendly. Get on his good side. You know, I do think that's a heady play for these quarterbacks to just try and mind bleep the defenders that are paid to absolutely kill them.
All right, let's welcome in Cowboys COO Steven Jones here into the G-Bag Nation. Steven, thank you for your patience. How are you, sir? You fired up for this matchup against the Eagles.
Alan, obviously playing the world champions and a team that's playing as well as anyone this year. It's going to be a challenge, but it's one that we welcome and we're just fired up that it's going to be at AT&T Stadium, and I think our fans will be fired up, and we got to go out there and execute and do things that we can get that place loud and have some energy and so we can pull this game out.
Well, Steven, you told us a few weeks back you think this defense can be damn good. And, sir, they looked damn good on Monday night. That Quinnen Williams addition, Savone Rivelle in his first game, you got Overshown back. I mean, what going into this one, how more excited are you about the way this defense can possibly be playing?
Yeah, I just think, the good news, too, is a lot, about half that defense hadn't played together and at all, and some of them, and then some of them haven't been out there for 4 and 5 weeks, but then you have Revel and Overshone and Quinnen Williams and Logan Wilson. That's a big number of guys who were making plays out there that we hadn't had out there. But, you know, the good news is I think the air should be up, that they should only get better as they play together more. And, you know, I really think, you know, we're starting to find an identity. The guys felt like on tape they were playing fast and confident and with energy. And, you know, that's how you play good defense. And hopefully, you know, that's a step. And obviously we got to continue to get better. And then flip side of that, the offense I thought really stepped up and really had a great game and, you know, played to, you know, the level that we think they can be. And, you know, we just got to continue to put these, you know, put these things together and do them on a week-to-week basis, you know, and be more consistent as we move forward.
Yeah, you talk about the young guys defensively, guys like Revel and even Kalen Carson now in year two. What did you see from those guys on Monday night?
Yeah, I just see some young guys who were hungry to play. You know, I think Carson in particular is really healthy for the first time, and you could feel it in his confidence. You know, I think those two are feeding off one another. They know they're young guys in this league, but yet you can see them, you know, working together on iPads and practice and, you know, communicating. And, you know, that's another thing. I think having our two safeties back there as well was just outstanding for the whole defense. I think between Hooker and Dono and having their consistency back there and their confidence and what they're calling and on the back end, I think went a long ways. But I do think, you know, we can continue to get better. We have to get better because obviously we put ourselves behind the eight ball, you know, in the first half of the season with our start. But, you know, it starts one game at a time. It starts against Philly, and couldn't think of a better way, you know, to get it going than for us to go out and play well and figure out how to get a win against a really good football team in front of our home crowd.
Steven, Kevin Hagelin of the Midday Show asked Jerry a question about Diggs, and he asked it in the way of what his expectations were for Diggs as a player potentially coming back. You know, not this week, maybe not even Kansas City because of the short week, but I just wanted to know what your expectations were. Jerry's always really super honest about his assessment. I always appreciate that about him, but I just wondered what you thought about Diggs coming back when he has that opportunity.
Yeah, I think it'll be full body of work. He's obviously putting in the work right now, but as we go week to week here, you know, we want to see that he can be consistent week in and week out. Feel 100%. Feel, you know, he plays his best when he's able to get out there and practice all week. And, you know, he doesn't play as well when, you know, he's limited in practice and doesn't get the reps. So, you know, we just need to see consistency out of him week in and week out, because when he does go out there and get the work and put the work in and do it, then, you know, he plays well. And obviously we all know he can be an elite player when he's playing at the top of his game. So, you know, it's probably too early to tell exactly what the expectations should be, other than the expectation is, you know, for him to get back and help us win and for him to play at the level he expects himself to play at, he's going to have to be consistent week in and week out.
Steven Jones with us here on 105.3 The Fan. Dak is on the verge of becoming the all-time passing yards leader in Cowboys history. CeeDee Lamb said he thinks this thing's going to be broken in the first quarter at AT&T Stadium on Sunday. Do you have anything planned for when that moment happens?
Not really. I don't think so. I don't think that's Dak's style. Certainly we'll have our exchange with him after the game or whenever it happens. But, you know, Dak's about team first. I mean, certainly it's an unbelievable accomplishment of what he's done when you think of the quarterbacks that have played here from Roger Staubach to Don Meredith to Tony Romo, Troy Aikman. What a great group of men. I was fortunate enough to have lunch with Roger yesterday, and he's more fired up about Dak and the Cowboys than he's ever been. But, you know, it's just, like I said, a major accomplishment, but I can tell you, what Dak wants to focus on is winning football games, and it all starts Sunday.
Steven, a lot of fans were asking me the question about with Jadon Blue, and I would guess that maybe Malik Davis would be a priority to get on the roster and make some kind of move that way. But kind of just where have things gone? I'm not going to say wrong, but where's it been difficult for Jadon Blue to be a guy that's dressing with you every week?
I think the biggest thing is just the consistency week in and week out. Just getting his hands around what it takes to be a pro week in and week out and get it done. He obviously, we've all seen flashes at times, the things that you want to see. But he's still a young player, and you know, in this league, sometimes it doesn't happen overnight. Sometimes it takes a little time to progress, and think Jadon Blue's future is very bright here. He has some real skill sets that aren't common in most backs, and with his burst and elite speed and some of the things that he can do. So, right now, Javonte's having a hell of a year, and, you know, hard for anybody else to get in a great rhythm because Javonte's getting most of the carries, but Malik has shown, that he can come in there and, when he gets the, 5 to 10 touches he might get, that they'll be productive and he'll be efficient.
Steven, it seems it's very difficult for Jonathan Mingo to get on the field for you. And I know how coaches operate with, they get comfortable with guys and you guys don't want to do anything to rock the boat with, the guys you got. But do you have a thought about Jonathan Mingo? And is that just the case? The coaches are comfortable playing with the guys they got right now?
Well, they think a lot of Jonathan. You nailed it here, Brian. I mean, obviously, the first three guys, when you put Terp in that mix, have got really something juicy that they bring to the table and, have plays designed around them. Flournoy has really stepped up and taken on that number four spot. And then, of course, JT and Mingo are battling, for that fifth spot on game day. And, JT's been a productive guy in this league, and Mingo's doing, all the things the right way. It's just, picking the right time where we give him his opportunity. A lot of times that happens naturally with an injury, but, he's got a skill set and a body type that are, unique in terms of his size and his ability to run and the things that he can do. In the running game as well. He's a physical player, at the point when he's out there blocking. So there's a lot of things he can do well, and he'll get his chance.
Sticking with wide receiver, George Pickens was asked yesterday about his future. He said he'd love to be back with the team after this season. What are your feelings on that? And there's a report that the tag might be where you're leaning with George. Is that accurate?
Yeah, we're worried about game to game right now, but the biggest thing is, anyone who turns on our tape and watches, you got to – of course we want George Pickens back. And I think that, watching him and CD and Dak and them executing the passing game is, it's what it's all about when it comes to having an offensive football team that can be explosive, moving the ball, entertaining, making big plays. You'd be crazy not to want to have him back and be a part of this thing.
How'd you like Shotty's approach to the discipline on Monday night for Lamb and Pickens?
Yeah, I think he just goes, he's not going to play favorites with anybody. And, he felt very strongly that, that was part of it. And I think a lot of people thought, well, they had to be together because they are great friends. But believe it or not, one was the night before leading into the morning, and the other one was missing the buses. So, hats off to Shotty for, being consistent, being authentic, being genuine, and doing the right thing by the team. And, they did what you would expect them to do, both of them, as they went out and played one hell of a game. Maybe we should have sent the whole team with
I know you get a beautiful bus that you drive around there. We see at the combine all the time. I'd be happy to take the lads around, and if it means them, everybody lighting people up like that.
We might send the whole group.
Yeah, not a bad idea. Not a bad idea.
Last one I wanted to sneak in here for you, Steve, before we let you out of here, but being part of the competition committee, the tush push is something that we're always talking about, and being the Eagles week, it just seems like it's such a difficult play to officiate consistently. What are your thoughts on the tush push, and do you think that maybe this is the last year we're going to see it?
Yeah, I mean, I know we'll address it. Certainly there weren't the votes weren't there to move away from the play last year. It was close, but they weren't there. You know, it's a little difficult for me because a lot of people are going to think if, you know, I'm against it because we got to play them twice a year and they're very good at executing that particular play. So it's difficult. It's just, in my opinion, is it a good play for our game? And, there is no injury data in terms of that would say, hey, it's a dangerous play. It's more of just, is it an entertaining play? And there's a lot of people who don't think, who don't feel that way. But then there's enough votes out there that it stayed alive. I know we'll probably look at it again, see how where we could be better officiating it. And is it something that we still want to have in the game? We'll make that call.
Steven, my final thing for you, have you ever seen a punt after a safety for an onside kick? Have you ever seen that happen? And is that something that you guys, as a competition rules committee, have you talked about stuff like that?
We have it. I'm actually looking forward to it, I assume, and shame on me, I haven't called up to our group to ask, but I assume our deal right there should have been a fair catch.
A fair catch. That's what I thought. Yeah.
I think that's the rule that our guys could have gone up there and fair caught, the punt that he, obviously bombed it real high in the air. And,
sure.
I think it caught us, be candid. I think it caught everybody by surprise.
Yeah, for sure.
Then you had a unique guy in George Pickens who just snatched it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It was one hell of a grab by him. But, as I sit right here, I would say the play should have been to call a fair catch and catch it like a punt.
Right.
Well, Steven, thank you so much for the time as always. And let's go get that win on Sunday.
Sounds great, guys. Hope y'all have a great weekend. Great
to be
on.
Thank you.
Thank you. There he goes, Cowboys COO Steven Jones with us here in the G-Bag Nation. The buses. Got some more info there.
So we missed
Shoddy did say a few things.
So we missed the bus going to the game.
Missed
is
the
that,
buses.
Is that what we do?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly which bus it was but I guess Pickens was missing the bus and Lamb was out kind of boozing it up at the casinos.
So you're in a situation where the buses usually leave like 3 hours for the game. There's a bus one, bus two. So you get buses that go at different times and stuff like that. So he might have had to kind of fetch his own ride to the ballpark.
Just hopping an Uber or something like that.
Yeah.
if I'm a Raiders fan driving around town and you get in my Uber, we're taking the scenic route, my friend.
Man,
I'll get you there.
You're gonna see
Hoover
Dam?
It'll be about the fourth quarter.
Yeah. He'll show up late like Lawrence Taylor.
Hopefully there's overtime tonight because that'll be about the time I get you there.
That would be something. All right, should we do a little hodgepodge here?
Yeah, let's get you set for the college football weekend, and we have our sports quote of the day.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Next here in the nation. All right, let's get you a hodgepodge here before, of course, we get you to Krusty's Corner at 340. Great to have you in the G-Bag Nation on a Football Friday segment here in the nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, go ahead and call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. And now it's time for this.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
So who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening to
this? Well, it
is
the home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly. No one's listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that, you rude mother.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Don't be
little shock jock stuff.
Have some patience, Wolchuk. We'll get to the meat judging champions of the universe here in a moment.
What?
I mean, settle down a second.
Of the universe.
We got a lot going on in the meantime. It is a football Friday, college football. It looks like Missouri's quarterback, Bo Pribula, on track to return and start versus Oklahoma tomorrow.
It's about 2 weeks too late.
Yeah, for their season, you mean?
Yeah,
no doubt. No doubt. We'll see how that
game.
They're
a different team with him.
Yeah, they are. They are. It's been tough. They have the ground game certainly works for them. I just think OU's defense now at this point is, I mean, it is.
LSU's going to go in there and beat them.
It's tried and true. LSU is going to go into Norman.
You think they got an upset brewing?
They got an upset brewing.
They're going to spoil.
LSU's constipated, disgusting offense is going to find a way to do something versus this OU defense.
Oh, Carter just came in.
Just gave me the evil
Carter's
eyes.
Carter's upset.
All right, we're going to have to do a bet. We're going to have to do a Sooners, Tigers bet payoff, put something on the line for next week's game.
Carter knows when he took that OU team to Baton Rouge last year what happened to him.
Yeah.
It's got to be, what, a jersey swap bet? Brian's got to wear some OU gear and Carter's got to wear some LSU stuff.
I think that's pretty good.
We can do something like that. Sure.
Yeah.
For a whole show.
Yeah, yeah. I'm in on that.
Oh, he has to. All right, for this, for his show that he does on Saturday, the football show that they do. The
Fan
college,
U.
Fan U.
Oh, you're going to make him wear your LSU undies?
He's got to wear an LSU hat the whole time if they get the victory. If LSU gets the victory, he's got to wear a hat, or he might have to wear one of my game jerseys.
That'd be awesome.
Don't you have like an LSU 90 or something that he could wear?
No.
A 90?
I don't have a 90.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Well, you know, if you were a real fan, maybe you would.
I'm not Wolchuk. You know, I'm not you guys with your North Texas 90s and stuff that you wear.
Hey, that thing is comfy.
Okay, can you just show some respect?
Talk about sleeping like a baby in that thing. Especially when your team's like, good. Maybe you don't sleep good in your LSU 90 because your team sucks.
You sleep well because you drank 7 shots yesterday.
I did sleep like a baby last night. How about you, Wolchuk?
Fantastic. Honestly, yeah. It helped a lot. I slept right through the baby crying.
Good for you. That's the pro tip right there.
There comes the anger towards Rue, right?
From the wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was not happy today. Now she was in good spirits.
She was listening to the broadcast, right?
Yeah.
What I thought.
Was she embarrassed?
No, she didn't even know. She didn't even.
I agree with Dawson. You two were a mess.
I don't even think it was the booze. I think it was what I called out in the opening segment. I'm not going to rehash it, but I think he was a little upset about some of the segments.
Was it the fun bags?
Yeah.
USC. Did you guys see what the line is for USC and Oregon?
No.
1.5.
USC's at Oregon. Okay.
Oregon, yeah.
USC number 15. Oregon number 7. What? Yeah. Guess that spread.
Ducks 6.5.
Ducks, I'm going to go Ducks 2.5.
Ducks by 10.
Oh, by 10?
Ducks
geez.
By 10.
Come on, SC. Fight on.
I think the books just understand that this is a tough matchup when you consider how well Oregon runs the football and how awful USC is at slowing that down.
I was thinking the way you were reacting, I was thinking it was a low.
Close one.
Yeah.
Maybe even USC was favored.
Well, I thought it would be a closer spread than that.
Well, that's a bigger spread than even Arkansas and Texas.
I know.
2-8 Arkansas. Horns are only favored by 8.5 at home against the Hogs.
Yeah, and at BetMGM right now, the most money for teams to cover on Saturday is Texas over Arkansas. That is number one. And then it's Oregon to cover the 10 at number two. Missouri is obviously an 8.5-point dog there. And I do think Oklahoma will handle business here. Maybe it's a look-ahead situation with LSU. I just don't think LSU is good enough to look ahead. I think it's more of a letdown situation from last week.
LSU is going to go there and get crushed.
Okay, your sports quote of the day. There we go. The honesty is back.
He's already crawfishing.
Yeah.
So you guys mentioned this the other day. We're going to get Jake Paul versus Anthony Joshua?
Yeah, I guess they just had their presser a little while ago. So I've seen some videos coming out, and that face-off looked jarring.
Okay, well, I'm just reading some of the quotes here, and Jake Paul with your sports quote of the day.
I'm a man.
I'm 40.
Says, I want him to cut me up. I want him to break my face. But guess what? He's going to have to kill me to stop me. And then here's the kicker. And I'm ready to die. This is a guy that knows that Joshua has contractual obligations not to kill him. Yeah. Right? He's just selling this thing.
I wonder. He's great at selling.
I would say that's a serial killer. That's not a football coach.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Dang, I should have used that for coach or killer.
Yeah.
This would have been some level of athlete versus killer, I guess. But, man, that is crazy. And then Joshua did say, if I'm being honest, I am going to break his face. I'm going to break his body up, and I'm going to stomp all over him. So they're doing a nice job selling this thing. Got to be honest with you. Now, how about this for a headline? This is just
not
a big,
good.
Big congratulations. Texas A&M meat judging brings home another big natty.
Okay, I thought Tech was Texas, the meat judgers.
Yeah, I thought
or
Tech.
Does Tech have some other meat that they're big on?
No, I think Texas Tech and Texas A&M are kind of meat judging rivals here. They're both sort of the cream of the crop.
But if you ever watch videos of Aaron Franklin, who's got his place there in Austin, he teaches a brisket class at Texas A&M.
That sounds
He goes and speaks.
That's wow.
They're like wearing the hairnets and the jackets and all that stuff. I mean, like
the jacket on kind of class.
The white lab coats and stuff like that. You know, so I just fought through that. You couldn't draw me offside.
Your chef coat
wasn't trying to.
Yeah, you were. You just completely were. But, yeah, he goes down there. He's done some videos, like some of his brisket trimming classes have been really, really, really
so
good.
So when you're judging meat, is it a post-cook meat judge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not raw.
Yeah, so what you do is you have you take, like, that container. You were eating your cheeseburger today with four patties on it.
Oh, just like a to-go box.
Yeah, the to-go box. So you put, like, you take, like, your best cut. Like your center cut out of that and like your best slices, and you put it in a box. It's completely unmarked, and you submit it. No sauce, no nothing. And that's how the judges, they all have these styrofoam boxes. They open them up. They cut it. They taste it. They look at it. They see about the bend. I mean, it's pretty intense what they do, but they have...
Yeah, what are the categories of the meat judging here?
It's like you don't want the bend. You know, like
pizza? No, it does. But
you
got to
pass the eye test, the sniff test.
Yeah, no, you want that bend. You want
the brisket?
Okay. Yeah, you look for the slices. Like, you put four slices in a box, and it usually comes out of the middle. Matt Pittman, if you're listening, please chime in. But usually, like you say, it's your best four slices... You know, from the middle, and it's just all like strip.
So basically, A&M is saying like they have the best.
They have a champion
like meat smokers.
They have
is basically what that is.
Their guys or gals who are involved can know how to cook briskets. That's what they're saying.
Okay, well they got all Americans. I mean, Coy Jacobs, first team All American in the meat judging. Taylor Colvin and Lily Ford. Okay, so you do have a second team All American.
I wonder if Lily Ford. I wonder if any of these kids, I call them kids, I wonder if any of them come from barbecue families, you know, that maybe they're from some, little town in Texas, and they're known for, like, Lily Ford's family is known in Elmont for like the
Ford barbecue.
Ford barbecue, yeah.
Wow. I think Broaddus just got ball sacked on all of this.
What happened?
Oh, so apparently, this meat judging is for raw meat. This is for...
It's not a cook-off.
This is meat judging raw cuts. Okay, you do both cuts and carcasses on the judges.
It's not a barbecue championship.
This is a raw meat judging championship.
But barbecue championships that, yeah, I don't, I mean. Yeah.
I'm sure there are barbecue championships as well.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's with Matt Pittman and those guys. Like, I watched those guys go do that stuff. But this is for actually grown meat? Is this what this is?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's what the text is alleging here, because my article doesn't really give you anything other than just congratulations, A&M took home the top prize in the international meat judging contest.
So maybe it is just straight meat.
Yeah, just straight meat.
Because I thought it was like the championship, because that's what Texas Tech is, right? Aren't they the cookers? I thought the A&M, but like I say, Aaron Franklin, I know, I've watched his videos, him like doing classwork at Texas A&M, which I think is fascinating. A guy from Austin is there at A&M doing stuff.
I'm so confused.
You're in a freezer looking at raw meat, says the 940. Tech alum in the 325 says it's a raw situation. So it doesn't have anything to do with actual cooking.
Okay.
But there we go. That was educational.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the Aggies on their meat judging dominance. All right, it's a Football Friday. Krusty's Corners coming up next.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the officials. And I've got a really important question for my guys. It might take the whole time we have. We'll do that next.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Thank you very much, Lucius. We've got LA Live coming up at 5:40. We do have What You Drinking and What You Thinking, because it is a Friday quitting time at 5 o'clock. Nick Harris at 4:20. But right now, it's time for Krusty's Corner. Here he is, King of the Krusties, Broaddus.
Hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Broaddus.
Broaddus. Thank you very much, Lucius, for always playing that. Really appreciate you.
Yeah.
Okay, here, I got a question for you guys right off the jump.
Okay.
And I got to give this guy credit because this was Vach and I did our podcast this morning on Crown Global Media.
Is that Crown Global Media?
That's us.
Is that worldwide?
That's us worldwide. And we took fan questions today. And our guy, and I want to give this guy credit, a guy named Smalls HD. It's Smalls Noseball is the guy who asked this question. And I think it's a really, really, really good question. He said, which pair that weren't there in week one has a bigger impact in this game? Jalen Carter and Jalen Phillips or Quinton Williams and Overshown?
Yeah, I mean, I
okay. Quinton Williams, Overshown as the pair, and then what was the first one? I'm sorry?
Phillips and Carter.
Phillips and Carter. Okay. All four of these are new that were not there in week one.
Okay.
Which pair, again, Smalls HD, thank you for that, Smalls. But the
good question.
Is a really good question. Which pair has the biggest impact in this particular game?
It is a good question, and it's a fun question. I do think it's an easy answer, though.
Do you really?
I do, just because I don't. If this was Overshown at the height of his powers, if this was 100% Overshown, then I think this would be a real coin flip. Like, you could go either way with this. But, and it's great that we have him, and I'm excited to continue to watch him more and more. And hopefully, he's looks, you know, even that much better on Sunday compared to what he did on Monday night. But this is a guy that's still knocking the rust off, a guy that's still trying to trust what was a catastrophic knee injury. Phillips has hit the ground running with the Eagles, and Jalen Carter, it's not like he's off an injury. He just missed that game earlier in the season. I know he's missed a couple of games due to injury, but he's healthy, he's fine, and he's one of the more dominant players in the league. So if this was Overshown, the Overshown of last year before the injury, like the last time the Eagles came to AT&T Stadium, and Micah and Overshown were just all over them, then I think this would be a more difficult question to answer, but I would go with the Eagles here. And then just to throw in as well, and one of the reasons why I'm leaning the Eagles in this game is the N'Kobe Dean factors, right? Because he didn't play in that first game. He missed a chunk of the season. But just for this question.
Just for the two,
I would still just go with the Eagles because you're not getting the 100% dominant beast that is Overshown. That's just the way that I look at it.
Yeah, I guess it's just unknown. I mean, I do feel like watching Overshown, it was a lot of he's getting his feet back underneath him. Mm-hmm. Against the Raiders, he wasn't really full himself. Maybe now, like maybe you see that against the Eagles. I mean, that's the hope. But I will go Phillips and Carter. And the only reason is, I mean, I think that with how bad the Cowboys were, so this is impact, just impact alone?
Yeah, who will have the biggest impact in this game?
I'm going to actually go with Overshown and Quinton Williams. And I'm going to give some on-off splits with Carter here coming up at the top of the hour, but I think that the impact that those two are going to have for a Cowboys defense that was so weak up the middle that now they actually have a chance, I think is going to be greater than what the other two are going to have just in the game specifically. I agree with what your premise is there, Eric, but I do think the Quinton Williams impact, especially if Juergens doesn't play, he's going to be able to wreck this football game.
I kind of feel like that the Eagles are going to need their guys to be the biggest impact, because what's going to happen is to win this game for Philadelphia, I mean, for Dallas to win this game, it's going to come down to how it's going to be scoring. I think you're going to have to make Philly chase points in this game.
Totally.
You know, and if all of a sudden that Carter and Phillips are destroying you in this game, that's going to impact. I think Dallas, and this is going to sound really strange to say, I think Dallas's offense right now is better than Philadelphia's.
No, they absolutely
are.
I think Philadelphia,
if they're going to win this game, Phillips and Carter are going to have a huge impact in this game, because Dallas could very well make Philadelphia chase points. But the reason why I picked Philadelphia was because of Vic Fangio. That's the reason why. I just know games where Dak has faced defenses called by him, it's been a problem for him. He seems to have a good feel for how to match up against Dak.
Let me reverse it a little. Which team do you think is better equipped to handle those two? Do you think the Cowboys are better equipped to handle Carter and Phillips, or do you think the Eagles are better equipped to handle Williams and Overshown? To not allow them to impact the game.
It's a great question.
Dallas is inside three. But that's if Juergens is not playing. Dallas would probably have the better inside three, in my opinion, when you look at that. But I don't, like I said, if Juergens does play, well.
Then you don't think Williams will be as good?
I don't think Williams will be as good. But the thing, like we keep talking about, you need to get Williams one-on-one against that guard.
Which some of that, now, Clowney is on the injury report. He's questionable. So if you don't have Clowney, that actually might end up being huge.
Yeah.
If he's not able to go with how well he's played lately
sure.
and some of that five-man line stuff. But with the way that they've been able to line up, maybe they are able to get Williams in a favorable position.
Yeah,
I'm just shaking in my boots with this Eagles front and seeing what they did to Detroit on Sunday night. It's like, man,
Phillips awesome.
They were tearing up that Lions offensive line.
All right, in my last minute I have here, Bill Vinovich is your official this week. And if you remember, Bill Vinovich was the official in the Giants game in week two. Which became a penalty fest.
Yeah, he's supposed to be let you play guy.
He is. Bill Vinovich had a history as let you play guy. Well, now he's called the fourth most penalties in the National Football League. Don't worry about the false starts for those guys. It's number one. But offensive holding would be the next. That's 26 calls. That's 14 against the home, 12 against the aways. Defensive pass interference would be their next biggest one. That's 11. At six against the home, that's five against the aways there. Here we go, delay of game. That would be their fourth most called penalty. There's 10. They average one a game is what this Bill Vinovich crew. That's three against the homes. That would be five against the homes, five against the aways out of the 10. Unnecessary roughness, that's the next one. That's eight. That's 4-4. Roughing the passer. Him and his crew have officiated 10 games. They have 7 roughing the passer penalties. 2 against the home, 5 against the aways. And here's another one you need to think about, too. Offensive pass interference. That's 6 of these. 5 against the home, 1 against the aways. So, George Pickens, please be careful in this matchup.
Yeah.
Please.
Please. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
There is Trusty's Corner every day at 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Let's get that daily football fix. Spitgate rematch.
Brought to you by Greystone Roofing and Construction.
Oh,
that
yes,
is greystone-roofing.com, by the way.
Best in the business.
How about that?
Absolutely fantastic. Brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Thank you, Lucius. Spitgate rematch, 2-minute drill, and a chance at rushing history. That's next in the nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.